not a dictatorship. It's more of a flowing conversation. I think that happens when you've been around each other for so long. Ultimately, Mike's going to do what he feels like is in the best interest of myself and the team. We're trying to look at the three quarterbacks right now and give them opportunities. And it's nice to get Mark Weiss and Joe that opportunities in the first game. Brett coming back from his injury hopefully this week. I'm sure they'll want to see some more of him too. So if I play, I'm sure it won't be a ton of time. But then next week in the third, I would expect to play a lot. Yeah, Brett's doing a great job. You know, he really has a great attention to detail. He cares about the game. He watches, every rep I'm doing and asks some good questions. The mental part for him has been the most important part of his growth. You know, when you start to become an expert of the offense, then you can start worrying about what's going on the other side of the ball. Then you start playing quarterback. It takes a while. It's not an overnight thing, but every time we complete a pass in practice, we're making a step in the right direction. So I'm proud of his attention to detail. He's a smart guy. You tell him something once and he gets it. And that's a great trait to have. You don't see repeat mistakes from him. You see him really processing through things at a high rate of speed on the field, and you have to have great reactions when you're a tight end. Really any skill position guy reading coverages and finding soft spots and zones. Well, we're still working through some things. We don't have all of our guys. We've had multiple days of practice without Cook and without Jordy, obviously, and Randall's been out, and I missed a couple days for rest. Ty just got back, so we're going to put it together slowly, but we haven't had everybody together yet. When we do, I think it could be special.